All right, Faith, we're ready, and are we recording?
Your ex, she gave you the cat. Get rid of it.
Do we have enough for a quorum? This is enough, right? Just the five of us? Okay. All right, welcome everyone. We're going to get started with the Planning Commission meeting for May 6th. Right? I got that date right? Okay. We'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. If you please rise and follow me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I know. All right. We only have a few items tonight. We'll start with item number one. This is an approval of minutes for our last meeting. This was April 15th.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And item number two, three, and four, all regarding the same piece of property for the Cedar City Senior Seminary. Do we have somebody to speak to that? I assume it's you. All right, come on up and state your name and tell us what you got going on.
My name is Ryan Scholes. I am assisting Mike Davey as the architect on the project. He's up in the Salt Lake Valley. I'm down in St. George, so I'm just here representing the proposed plat and easement vacations and the right-of-way vacation for this particular property.
All right. So item number two is a public hearing for an amended plat. So what do we got to amend?
So currently, the seminary sits on a meets and bounds property, which is that larger portion there. And then lot 53 below it is a lot in the Jefferson Park subdivision. And so with making the changes there, we're just amending lot 53 to include that larger parcel in with it. So it'll all be part of the same subdivision lot.
All right. Staff, do we have any concerns with bringing that in or amending that?
I was just going to say, and part of that amended plat is lot 37 of Jefferson Park 2, right?
That is correct. Based on with the configuration of the new seminary, they're adding that piece right there, that triangle piece to lot 37, and then taking the northerly portion of lot 37 and having that be part of the new lot 53.
So as I understand it, we've got lot 53 of Jefferson Park Division 4, or phase four, and lot 37 of phase two, and the seminary parcel, and this little piece of city-owned property where that walkway comes through, that all become part of this amended plat. And and of course, there's a vacation associated with this that we'll talk about on the other item.
Correct.
Okay. So lot 37 looks like it has a house on it. Is that
correct?
Is that going to be raised? You're going to take the house out?
No. No changes to be made at all.
Oh, okay. Just curious. All right.
So lot 37, their boundaries just changed. They're giving up
the whole
piece
thing.
Right here,
just that
and
chunk.
They're picking up a piece down here. And the remainder of lot 53 here gets joined up with that piece. Lot 37 is given up, plus the little piece of city property, plus the...
Oh, I follow. Okay.
The larger parcel of... and into that new lot 53.
Okay. All right, so that's item two. So item three is a vacating of the right-of-way. Tell us what we're doing there.
So between lots 36 and 37 of phase two is a sidewalk. It's a five-foot-wide sidewalk that goes from that cul-de-sac through the properties and through the existing parking lot of the seminary. So with this reconfiguration, that north, 25, almost 26 feet of that sidewalk would be vacated and just become a part of that new lot 53. And then with that would be a pedestrian access easement. It would go from that sidewalk straight out to 860 West.
So the flow of traffic would not be impeded. It's just who owns it will be?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, this has some review markups, but I do have a copy of the proposed site plan, which I think is helpful in terms of understanding what's going on. So here's that walkway through. This is the portion of that city-owned strip. that is proposed to be part of this new Lot 53. Okay, and then there's utility easement that comes around this, along these two property lines of the old Lot 53 here, that really this one won't make any sense anymore. This one actually would wind up under the building. So they're requesting that that be vacated, that this be vacated. Those are two of our items tonight. And then the third item, or actually the first item, is the amendment of the plat itself. Did I state all that right? Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
May I ask one question? It says a plaza. Is that the same as a gazebo? When I think plaza, I'm thinking of shopping.
No, it would, if anything.
It's where the Starbucks is.
All that area right now is a grass area with a bench on it now, so I'm assuming it's just a seating area.
Oh, okay.
No commercial activity.
Oh, okay. I just did, the word plaza just threw me off for a moment.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add to what was presented?
I don't think so.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. So we're going to open the public hearing at this time. You have anything to add?
And just to clarify, you have two different public hearings, right?
Yes.
The first one is for the
amended plat.
For
the vacating the right of way.
So I do have a question, if no one can public comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know when they're going to start and propose finish? We just discussed the street next to it in an earlier meeting, so want to know if we're going to have to do something twice. We don't want to.
I'm not exactly sure. My understanding is they wanted to start and work on it over the summer, but I don't know how long it'll take to do the actual construction, because they've got to remove the existing building.
Right, right.
So it'll take
That's a complete removal of the building and a new...
Correct.
A new building going on.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm assuming they'll house the seminary students in the church down the street for the time being, would be my guess, but...
Yeah, I don't... The timing and logistics, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then I had one question. This is in Jefferson Park. Does this in any way go against their CC&Rs within that subdivision? The reduction in lot sizes... On lot
37.
They're not an HOA on that street side, are they?
Well, and nothing shrinks. The lots that are here, both of them, if I'm just eyeballing it here, they both get bigger.
Little triangle piece for the sidewalk.
Okay.
They're giving up a small triangle and getting a big one.
Okay, I get it then.
I'd like my neighbor to offer that.
Thank you.
It's not a bad question otherwise, just to make sure that there aren't any CC&Rs in that neighborhood that you're joining into. I doubt there's one that's going to say no seminary buildings, but...
I want to say I'm not sure.
I was thinking more on lot size or...
I just know that some CC&Rs have weird stuff in them.
Yeah.
So sometimes good to at least look.
All right. So any public comment? None? All right, we will close the public hearings at this time. And, Commission, do we have any other questions for the applicant or for city staff? Okay, do we have a motion? Anybody like to propose?
I move to give this a positive recommendation.
Are you saying for all three items?
For all three items.
We only can recommend two of them. So item two is a staff decision. That'll push forward to staff. Item three is a recommendation. Item four is a recommendation.
Well, I make a positive recommendation that we move forward on number two, item two, and item four.
On three and four.
Three and four.
Oh, excuse me, three and four.
All right.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any other items? Okay, with that, we are adjourned. So Thank you.